Free Talk Live. We're here going into hour number two at the second of two nights, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. There are a lot more people, I would say, maybe another 25 people here in the lobby area. The alcohol has been brought out, the cash bar here, and so that should kind of change. Jeffrey Tucker actually has two drinks in one in each hand.
Double fisted.
He is. We're here talking to all kinds of interesting people from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's been a great conference. I had the opportunity to do some emceeing today. It was kind of a last-minute sort of thing, and Mark, you invited me to. You were doing some emceeing in one room, and then I was doing it in the other room, and basically the job was to make sure people stayed on time and then make sure that, you know, people could ask their questions.
Yeah, that's about what it comes down to. It's emceeing or room warden, as I like to call it.
Room warden. So we've been having a good time meeting all kinds of interesting folks here, and we're going to try to bring you a little taste of what it's like to be here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference as we launch here into the second hour. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a question. We're here about Bitcoin. Now, you know, what is a Bitcoin? Well, it's a decentralized currency, but it's also a financial network that just keeps growing in strength. It's and since it's decentralized, it can't be taken out by, let's say, the state. And the state certainly doesn't seem to be a big fan of Bitcoin at this point. But that is not stopping Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is actually putting people in charge of their own money, which is a very, very radical and great idea. So let's bring in our next guest. He is one of the co-founders of Bit Angels, and I have to admit, I didn't get to see your presentation today. David Johnston, welcome to Free Talk Live. So tell me and our audience that doesn't know, what is Bit Angels?
So Bit Angels is the first decentralized angel group that people can participate from anywhere in the world as long as they're investing in Bitcoin startups. So we have members all over the earth, about 350 right now.
So you're not doing Bible study, you're doing investing in Bitcoin.
That's right. Last year we invested in, I think, 11 projects. Most of them were international, so South America, Europe, Asia, and invested a total of about $7 million worth of Bitcoin. So we invest in Bitcoin, and we hope to get our returns in Bitcoin.
So is this, you're talking about investments. This is on charities. These angels aren't necessarily doing, you know, feeding the poor or anything like that. You're investing in companies that you hope to see do well. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. The basic thesis of the group is this. A lot of these guys that have joined the Bit Angels got into Bitcoin early. They want to see the ecosystem succeed, and so they're reinvesting their Bitcoins into the Bitcoin ecosystem to build the infrastructure of the whole ecosystem. So I'm talking about better wallets, better exchanges, better merchant services that make it easier to use Bitcoin. That was really the dominant theme of last year.
Now, I know you guys sponsored the hackathon here, and there was $1 million in prizes for the hackathon, or prizes aren't the right term, maybe, but $1 million in what, financing or something?
Contracts, yeah.
Contracts.
So the Bit Angels Fund, which has just been formed, which is separate from the Angel Network, is a fund dedicated to investing in decentralized applications. So projects that are using the model of Bitcoin, meaning they're open source. It's not a company, right? It's an open source project. It has its own token to monetize the use of its features. It uses the decentralized blockchain technology to store its records all over the globe in a distributed network. And it also has a consensus mechanism so that the network can agree on what the state of things are. And so that's our goal, is to take this Bitcoin model that's been so successful for payments and currency and use that for other technologies. So it was just incredible at the hackathon to see all the ideas people came up with for this model.
Now, okay, so what was the winner? I'm curious to know how this panned out, because I know
there four winners?
Yes. Okay. We were originally going to do $250,000 in cryptocurrency, of course, into the Kickstarter that comes out of these projects after they build their prototype and their white paper in the coming weeks and months. So I have here the official first to go out list of winners from the hackathon. We couldn't actually whittle it down to four, so we decided to give away more money and do five.
Okay.
That's a great problem to have, right?
It was a really, really strong team. We have teams flying in from Israel, that won their hackathon, their prize was to come here. We had teams that flew in from Berlin, they won their hackathon, their prize was to come here. So we had a really incredible international team that flew in.
I spend a lot of time in the hacker room. I just like to be near it. It makes me feel a little smarter. And the what I felt like was going on in the hackathon room was the real meat of this this whole conference, that mostly people didn't go in there, people didn't mess with those guys, but in fact this was what the real action was for the event, and all the rest of it was window dressing.
It was just incredible to see the technologies coming together. So you guys ready for the winner list?
Yeah, give us however you want to do it. Go for
so
it.
So I'll do number five first.
All right.
And we'll build up to number one. So this is a really important project. It's called Block Off, as in authentication.
Okay.
So a problem in the Bitcoin ecosystem right now is what happened just recently with Mt. Gox. I don't know if you heard, but Mt. Gox got hacked, and the ID information, right, they've done Know Your Customer on all their users, all that ID information just got leaked and dumped out of the database, right? This happens all the time with Target and other traditional companies. They lose their database. So these guys have come up with a way to use Bitcoin technology to prevent those kind of thefts in the future. The way it does, it's an open source project, and everybody can evaluate the standards by which this information is stored. But more importantly, it creates a multi-signature transaction so that if you don't sign off, there's no possible way for your information to get moved out of a database. So you maintain control of your data.
So no one can sell your information.
Nobody can sell my information. And even if it gets hacked, they only have, let's say, one out of the three keys. They don't have enough keys to sign the transaction. They can't steal my information.
Did this come out of this conference?
Yes. The guy, Adam, that started this had the idea on the way to the conference.
All right. Now move on. Let's go.
But I love that, right? Yeah, this community is already solving these kind of problems.
I want to make sure we get through all five. So go.
All right. So CoinVance, number four.
Coin what?
CoinVance, number four.
Okay.
So CoinVance is a way for distributed teams and systems to vote the bounties that they want to work on, to collaborate by messaging each other, do polls for consensus and things like that. So this is a big problem. You have all these teams working everywhere in the world, and you have to be able to coordinate on what you're going to work on.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a lot of cool systems out there, but this is the way that will prove it cryptographically. Right? It will use the Bitcoin technology to do this in a really, really compelling way, and you'd have actual currency attached to those bounties. And so when the bounty's completed, the currency's released. Hmm. It's all automatic. It's all done through the technology.
What's an application for that? How would that work in real life? Is it like the XPRIZE or something like that? Like how would...
Sort of, yeah. Right? So different projects in this space are releasing big bounties to improve their open source code.
Okay.
And they're usually offering their own tokens, like MasterCoin tokens or Mesh tokens or storage tokens, whatever. And how do you release those funds? How do you know when it's done? Well, you can connect it to, if it gets merged into the code, then you have a guarantee that it's been accepted by the network, that you have consensus, and that you can release this bounty. That's a really important technology. People are doing that manually today, and it's a really messy process.
Gotcha.
Right? So this is automating that. That's really cool. So let's go into number three.
All right.
Shared miles. These guys flew from Israel. And basically, they figured out a way to prove with GPS data and a private key from your device, from your phone that's in your chipset, right? It's sitting on your motherboard. They figured out a way to prove that, let's say, I gave you a ride from point A to point B.
Okay.
So proof of travel or proof of distance. And with that, you can replace something like Uber, where there's a centralized company, or rideshare, there's a centralized company that's connecting people that want to share rides.
Hmm.
Now there's no company in between.
So they've already made the technology of Uber irrelevant?
Yes.
Yeah, like a year later. I just heard about this thing.
Well, that's interesting, too, because we flew in here. And can you stick with us for another second, by the way? We flew in here to Austin, and we really didn't have the whole travel thing ironed out as far as how we were going to get to the hotel. And there was supposed to be like a shuttle, but that wasn't happening. And somebody suggested we try Uber. And we've talked about these ride-sharing ideas on Free Talk Live in the past. And the situation with a lot of these companies is, and as I found out when I installed their app and let them know I was in Austin looking for a ride, sorry, there's regulations that blah, blah, blah. We can't operate in Austin. And so what you're talking about, this technology, and it was called what again?
It's called Shared Miles.
Shared Miles could, probably will, hopefully.
There's no stopping encrypted data.
Make it so that people can share rides with one another. And let's come back with more.
Right, right. And so the information that's really cool about this is they found out a way to incentivize people to adopt the app, and when they have a critical mass, they launch in a new city.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You can take control here on Free Talk Live as well.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go to texasbitcoinconference.com. We're at the last party, and actually, I think the only party. I don't believe they had an official kind of "here's alcohol, buy it" sort of party up until this point. People are having a good time. Some of the presentations have been wrapping up. We've got actually the coin cert still to come here tonight. I think Jordan Page is going to be one of the people playing at that particular event.
I got to hear him at lunch, and it was great.
Yeah, he was very great. And also Tatiana Moroz was singing with him at lunch at this benefit luncheon that we attended. Were you at the luncheon, David Johnston?
No, I was pretty much spending my entire time at the hackathon.
Yes.
It absorbed my last 2 days. It was awesome.
Were people actually eating in there? I heard they were staying up all night.
All night. It was from 9 a.m. the first day till 6 p.m. the second day. 12 guys stayed all night through.
And there were 12 guys. That's all that there was involved.
No, that was just so who stayed after overnight. There's about 100 participants.
No kidding.
Yeah, so teams were 5-6 guys.
Okay,
or
and
bigger.
You've come up with the 5 winners from this hackathon.
Correct.
As you told us, you added one because you just couldn't decide. You were originally going to do 4, but there were so many great ideas for, you know, Bitcoin related technologies that can really change people's lives. And you're going through that list. We're going to continue it here in a moment, but I want to remind our listeners that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. And we were actually talking about this off the air. David Johnston is with us, by the way, from BitAngels, and it's bitangels.co. We didn't mention that earlier. But you are apparently a Free State Project participant?
I am a member of the Free State Project. I signed on the moment I turned 18.
Did you get a chance to vote? Because you had told me off the air that you were watching it a long time ago.
I was like a year short. I was too young to vote.
How do you feel about New Hampshire being the choice?
It was my top choice.
Was it? Okay.
It was my top choice. I thought it made a lot of sense.
It does, and it's been great. We've been there since 2006. Of course, the Free State Project, the idea being bring 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same place. Because we know, I mean, having been now, this is my second Bitcoin-related conference. How many of these have you been to, David?
I've probably been to about half dozen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great crowd, and what's really exciting from our perspective of liberty-oriented people, and there's actually a man in a Bitcoin, like a stuffed Bitcoin kind of character thing. How do you
describe
that?
Mascot.
A Bitcoin mascot outfit standing over there. So, so what I was talking about before, David, from BitAngels, the Free State Project, bringing people who love liberty together. Yeah. Turns out there's a whole bunch of cryptocurrency fans involved in the Free State Project.
Absolutely.
Many of whom got in early and they now are funded, which was a huge issue before in the world of activism, was, you know, funding
right.
the activism. And so what we're seeing happen, I think, is a result of Bitcoin plus the Free State Project. Two really great ideas are coming together, and there's some very, very exciting stuff happening about that. So you can go to freestateproject.org. What's your timetable? Are you waiting to 20,000 to make your move? Because there's that 5-year window of time.
Correct. That's my official plan. We hit 20,000, and I'll be relocating my official residence to New Hampshire.
So let's help get to that 20,000 so more people like David can come up and join us in New Hampshire. So let's continue. The list of 5 winners. You've been through the 5 through 3,
yep.
So we're down to number 2.
Right. We already have Block Off. We had Coin Vans, and we had Shared Miles. Number 2, you guys are going to love this one, is Taroken.
Taroken?
It is a coin. It is a token to incentivize Tor.
Okay.
The use of the Tor network for privacy, I believe privacy is a basic human right. And the Tor network right now operates entirely on a volunteer basis where people put up nodes.
Right.
But imagine you could get paid a token, a cryptocurrency, to actually put up a Tor node. You'd have a flood of people supporting this anonymity and privacy technology and really increase the utility of it. Millions of people are using Tor, but there are only about 2,500 nodes around the whole world. They need a lot more nodes. It's getting much more popular. People are understanding more and more about the censorship and about privacy, and so I think this can be a hugely important project.
And are you talking about an altcoin, or is this Bitcoin related, like payments?
This is Bitcoin related.
Okay.
So they're issuing a token on top of the Bitcoin blockchain.
I see.
And just storing the metadata to denominate that token. So it doesn't need miners. It doesn't need a separate blockchain. It can leverage the Bitcoin cryptographic ledger to record this information. It's built on top of the Master Protocol technology. Master is an acronym for Metadata Archival level by standard transaction and betting records. Long
too esoteric now at this point, but I get your point. It's still related to Bitcoin, so it's not another altcoin. So I get so tired of all the altcoins. So building more features into the Bitcoin universe.
So you can put the entire incentive to the people actually adding the value, which in this case is people adding Tor nodes to the Tor network.
To get paid to run a Tor node.
Exactly.
Very exciting. Yeah. Now, before you get to number one, how is it that people who are hearing this, you know, they're in their car, they're not able to jot this down, you know, where is this information going to be posted so people can learn more about what you know, because we're scratching the surface of these technologies.
Right,
honestly.
Right. We'll post links to all these projects on BitAngelsFund.co. BitAngelsFund.co. We'll also post them to BitAngels.co.
Okay.
One is the Angel Group, and one is the Venture Group that's focused on that.
BitAngels.co. All right, let's go to number one.
So number one is storage. These guys are going to completely disrupt Dropbox. Imagine you could.
I like Dropbox.
I like Dropbox too. But what I don't like is paying $100 a year for 100 gigabytes.
Okay.
So imagine instead you could get paid these tokens, storage tokens, in order to contribute your extra storage space from your hard drive.
So use what's just sitting there not being used and get paid for it.
Yes.
And essentially you'd be sharing it with the network. You
exactly.
wouldn't know what's in there.
Exactly. All encrypted, all completely privacy protected, split up, cryptographic.
What about viruses? That's the first thing I think of.
Well, this will all be isolated. You're not downloaded into your core computer. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people will do this with just hard drives. Like, you'll buy a hard drive from Best Buy.
Okay.
Right? And there won't be an operating system. Won't be connected to your main computer. And you can put that storage on the cloud and get paid to do it.
Now, storage, is that also Tor related?
So storage is all computer storage, so data storage, so my files and all that kind of stuff. Tor is more for your browser and your internet privacy, but this is going to really increase the privacy of your private files.
Isn't there storage with Tor, though? I mean, as far as, like, the websites that are being hosted or...
There is, but it's all centralized companies that charge a fee and have a lot of overhead and economics very similar to Tor. Instead of creating big data centers and having lots of employees, we can create a standard open source protocol.
Is it fast? No,
yeah.
Will it be fast?
Yeah, yeah. We're talking extremely fast.
Because of file sharing, because of open,
decentralized
network.
I've nerded out on this technology. We're talking about milliseconds to access to something. It's incredible.
And what's a realistic time frame for some of these projects? I mean, there's funding. Yep. You guys are providing the funding at bitangels.co.
Right.
The ideas are there.
Right.
So what do you think as far as implementation?
So these are community projects, and we're going to participate on the same basis as everybody else in the community Kickstarter. So these are probably 60 to 90 days. Some of the more advanced projects, maybe 4 or 5 months. But we're talking about the next few months. These projects will have white papers. A lot of them have already built prototypes, and they're just releasing their Kickstarter with the first issuance of the token. Everybody will be able to participate on an equal basis. It'll all be open and completely transparent.
So exciting. So maybe by the end of the year, we'll see some software hit the market.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I think this year we're going to see all the major stuff decentralized. Browsing, data storage, your ISP going away because you can use a mesh network. I don't know if you know OpenRun.
Oh, yes. We've talked about that briefly on Free Talk Live.
We're working on that, too.
We don't have time for it now.
We're working on that, too.
David Johnston, very exciting. Cool. Thanks for sharing all that with us. And go to bitangels.co to check more about what he's talking about, some of these ideas that will be posted, I imagine, in a few days or something like that.
Absolutely.
Bitangels.co. We'll continue here live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com. This is Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com. I would call it a success. Yeah. There are a lot of people here, and we're not even seeing maybe a fourth of the conference right now as far as the crowd. You can hear the noise behind us. There's a Coin Vault ATM here. And
people are buying and selling bitcoins on that thing.
We should talk about it a little bit later on, but let's go to the phones here in a moment. Want to also let you know about mybtc.cc. You can go to mybtc.cc to learn about a credit card based system that is, you know, it looks like a credit card, but it's not actually credit. It's a decentralized non-bank system, and imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with something that looks like a credit card. You swipe, and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. That makes Bitcoin just as easy to use as money in the meat space world. Now, the creator of MyBTC.cc was sitting here just a moment ago.
Yep.
He is looking for investors. If you think this is an awesome-sounding technology...
Or you could just buy his cards.
And trust me, we have barely scratched the surface of explaining it to you. But MyBTC.cc is where you can go to check out his Indiegogo fundraising campaign so you can help invest in this technology of essentially a Bitcoin credit card. MyBTC.cc. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Brian listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live as we're live from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. I have a question about the Tor network.
Hang on. I'm
going to
turn you up because it is cranked up loud in here as far as the crowd. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a question about the Tor network and Bitcoins. I've heard that there's more internet traffic on the darknet than on the clearnet, and also that the score is slow sometimes because of all the denial of service attacks. So is it possible that Bitcoin could have a vulnerability like that way? Like maybe if the government was just generating like Bitcoin wallets, you know, like crazy, you know, like bloating up the blockchain or, you know, something like that.
Well, one of the things about the Bitcoin network is that we say that there's no fee, but there's virtually no fee. In especially smaller transactions, it will it requires a payment to in order to just sort of move things around. It keeps people from spamming the network, as it were. So if you can imagine in these denial of service attacks, instead of somebody just being able to, you know, keep on trying to hit a website over and over again, but that they get dinged for a tenth of a cent or a hundredth of a cent every time they do it, then suddenly it's going to cost money to, you know, to do that sort of thing. And what you'll find over time is that it'll, you know, these the miners will only take the transactions that they get paid the most for in the Bitcoin network. So therefore, when somebody tries to mount an attack like this, it could slow things down. But I don't think it's going to stop it.
Yeah, creating a bunch of Bitcoin wallets isn't going to take down the Bitcoin network in any way, shape, or form, and there's nothing that the government can do at this point or anyone can do to take down the Bitcoin network. I mean,
I had another question, too. The Bitcoin developers, does anybody know who they are? And, like, when they release, like, the Bitcoin updates, like the new Bitcoin QTs and stuff, like, who are those people? And
it's all open source. We, in fact, one of the developers is a listener of Free Talk Live. His name is Gavin.
The head developer, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all open source. You can, if you know programming, you can go and audit the code. You can probably join the development team if you want to.
They'd love to have you.
Yeah, and I don't know where you go to get a list of those people, but I imagine Wikipedia probably would be a good starting point as far as who is developing the Bitcoin software. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Mark, can you introduce our next guest from Cointera?
Yeah, this is Timo. I'm going to do my best, Timo. It's Hanke.
Get real close on that microphone.
Get on the microphone because there's a lot of people, you know, we had to turn up for the ambient noise.
So, okay, yes.
Yeah, what you do, you've got a company called Cointera, and you create Bitcoin miners. And this is the sort of the mystery of Bitcoin, is what is a miner, and, you know, what kind of equipment do they use to do it?
And try to explain it in as simple of terms as possible, because keep in mind, there are always new people tuning in here to Free Talk Live. So how would you explain it to somebody who's never heard of Bitcoin before? What is Bitcoin mining?
Well, it's not that much of a mystery, actually. What happens is if you create a Bitcoin transaction, and what you do with it is you broadcast it to the network, and at that point it's an unconfirmed transaction. And what happens is there are miners out there, they are listening on the network, they're part of the network, a few nodes are run by miners. They pick up these unconfirmed transactions, and what they do is they aggregate them into a block, what we call a block. They're trying to find as many open transactions as possible because those open transactions carry the fees for the miners.
Yeah, they give them a little, like a half a cent or, you know, a tenth of a cent or something.
Right.
In some cases, more than that, several cents. But
yeah, sometimes. Anyways.
Yes, it happens. Sometimes more by accident.
That happens.
It happens. And, what the miner does is they aggregate them into a block, and then they start working on a problem. They're trying to solve a puzzle, which is created from this block, which is unique for this block that they are working on. And it's a very difficult puzzle. It's a mathematical problem that they're trying to solve. And when they find a solution, then this block is considered valid by the rest of the network. And with the block, also all the transactions in it are considered confirmed.
And they begin kind of getting more confirmations, right? Over time, there's more and more nodes on the network that will say this is valid.
Right, exactly. Since blocks are arranged in the blockchain, they form a chain. The more blocks further down from the head of the chain the transaction is, the more confirmation it has.
So now people are getting into mining for the purposes of making money, making bitcoins, and you sell the equipment. I mean, is this the sort of thing that individuals do, or is this done by, you know, companies or conglomerates or what?
Well, I think I have to say both, and that's the beauty of the Bitcoin network. Anybody can participate. you can have a small miner, you can have of the size of a USB pen drive, which of course doesn't have the same performance as an enterprise scale data center,
yeah.
But both exist out there and participate in the network.
So if you have a little miner that's the size of a USB, you know, just a little USB thumb drive or whatever, do you ever get, do you ever get the hashes or whatever that get you the reward of 25 bitcoins that comes out every 10 minutes?
Well, most likely not. Your reward, of course, depends on the. It's proportional to the hashing power.
Yep.
Well, hashing.
Kind of like the lottery.
Yes. Right. So hashing is the mathematical puzzle that I was speaking about.
Yep.
And the network has grown to quite a lot of hash power by now. In the beginning of
Bitcoin,
the
largest computer in the world.
Right. Yes. Together, by far.
Well, can't you team up with other people? If you're a little miner, you can team up with other miners into a pool, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to get to. In the beginning of Bitcoin, everybody could participate with a CPU of a regular PC and mine a considerable amount of Bitcoin. That's no longer possible now.
Because it gets more and more difficult over time,
right.
The mining.
Right. It gets more difficult. The chances of finding a block are kept constant. So as the network grows and you remain with the same hash power, then you reduce your chances of finding a block. And it has come to a point where an individual is quite unlikely to ever find a block.
But a team of them,
right,
together could.
That's why they pool together and form what is called a mining pool. And every single miner contributes to the pool, and the pool in the end gets the reward and distributes it back to the individual miners.
So besides the reward of the 25 Bitcoin, there's also this the fees for transferring,
transaction
fees, that kind of thing. Does the individual have much of a chance of getting those either, or that also goes to the pools?
Yes, the total block reward is a constant, or at least constant for a few years, at this time 25 Bitcoin per block, plus the fees in there, and all this together is distributed to all the miners in the pool.
Very good. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Timo Hunke. Appreciate you being on Free Talk Live from CoinTerra. It's CoinTerra.com to go and get some Bitcoin mining hardware.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We'll continue here in moments. I think Stefan Molyneux is on the way at some point. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab.
Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and there's still time for you to get involved in the show if you want to get on the air. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We, of course, will be continuing to interview guests who are chewing with their mouth open in front of the microphone. I've since muted Stefan Molyneux, but he'll be joining us. Oh, he's talking now. Go ahead.
I'm all about the professionalism, just so you know.
You are bringing the level up here on Free Talk Live. We're going to be back with more with Stefan Molyneux, but I want to let you know about Squarespace.com. You can go there and you can get 10% off by using their discount code, our discount code, FTL, and the number 3. But what are you getting 10% off of? Great web hosting and, like, instantaneously creating, or near to it, your own website. You can go to Squarespace.com. You can get started tonight. All you need is an email address. You don't have to give them credit card information. You get started with your email address, and you can begin creating your own website from dozens of beautiful templates, professionally designed, graphically pleasing templates, and it's easy. You can just drag and drop content right into your website. 24/7 support is available in case you get stuck. There's easy to connect to the various social bookmarking and networking websites, and plus there's responsive design, meaning that whatever device you're looking at the website on, it's going to look right. So Squarespace.com, go there, use our discount code FTL3. Again, that's when you're ready to order, and when you are ready to order, it's all of $8 per month, which, by the way, includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year, Squarespace.com. All right, Stefan Molyneux joining us from Free Domain Radio, which, of course, is, let's see, their claim to fame, the world's most listened to philosophy podcast, or what is the claim to fame these days?
It's the largest and most popular philosophy show run by a balding Canadian who lives north of the 48th parallel and in between two streets with red houses. So I feel we've really cornered that market.
I got to say, I happen to know, have some inkling of what your numbers are, and you take Free Talk Live online podcast numbers and you kick them through the goalpost pretty handily.
Yeah, but it's all my mom. She just has an e-book sitting on the F5 on our website. So
so you do just a whole bunch of work, and a lot of it centers around Bitcoin, but I've been watching some of the series called The Truth About, and you do The Truth About all kinds of different things, and I've found these fascinating. Are there any that stick out in your mind?
Well, I I really do like taking down heroes.
Okay.
Like, I like to be the, like, black mustachioed villain in the Bond movie. Like, ah, Bond, he's a hero. Let me introduce you to my flying laser sharks. Because I think that we worship people as heroic and larger than life, and it diminishes us. Mm. You know, I spent a lot of my youth looking for heroes that I could emulate, and every time I'd find a hero, I'd read something more about them, and like, ugh.
Something icky, something bad.
Yeah, something
bad.
Gross, something like
Nelson Mandela bombing people in the past or something.
Yeah, like, you know, like Lincoln suspending habeas corpus, authorizing torture and covering up the massacre of Native Americans and stuff. So I think that the pursuit of heroism in others is a way of avoiding one's own capacity for heroism. So I do like to take some of these heroic, larger-than-life, generally status figures, take them down and reveal them as extremely flawed human beings. Then that opens up our own capacity for heroism. Because, well, I'm not perfect like Martin Luther King Jr., so how can I do anything great? It's like, no. Go through that perfect fog to the real man himself, who was chock full of flaws, and then even with our own flaws, we can still achieve great things.
Right. You could be great without being, perfect. And that's what, in a lot of cases, what we're presented is only the good thing or only the bad thing about people. And it's just kind of a narrative.
Yeah. I mean, there's also a sort of pattern wherein, like, I did The Truth About Gandhi, and Gandhi was a shocking racist, even for his time.
I heard about that.
And you would not want to be, say, a youngish woman around Gandhi at nighttime. Not always the best stuff was going on there. And, you know, it's not that he's then become some evil guy.
Sure.
It's just that if you think that...
He's a human being.
Yeah, if you think that there's this perfection that is required for great moral achievement, it's a way of paralyzing yourself. And I want to light rockets under people's capacity to achieve some great things in their own life. And the best way to do that is knock down all the people in the way who you think are perfect.
So, one thing that you really do is you take the ideas of liberty and you turn them into a moral philosophy, much more so than really any of the other thinkers in the space. Why is it that you think that it's the moral aspect of liberty is so important?
We really, really care about virtue. I think we all do. We all want to be good people. We all want to further the cause of virtue. And in fact, very tragically, it's our own desire for virtue that tends to be our greatest weakness when it comes to being enslaved. You know, if the government and the school system and sometimes even the church, if they define for you what is good, then you're going to kind of want to do that. Hey, patriotism is good. Supporting your troops is good. Saluting the flag is good. The president is good. We're then going to fall in line with that, but these things are not logically or philosophically sustainable, because people who are ordering you around using force, they just can't be good. You know, and this is what the government does. The law is an opinion with a gun.
It can be good. They're just not being good in that moment, right? I mean,
it's easy. Wait, let me see which one of you is a technical one. Hang on.
It's easy for people in the liberty movement to look at, say, the police and sort of collectivize them into this thing that is this very violent thing and, you know, awful towards our human beings. And it's true. The police, in a lot of ways, are very violent and very dangerous. But on the other hand, they're human beings, too. And one of the things that's really helped, I think, me in my perspective on this is moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where, you know, now I'm in a place in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are 40 cops. So you see the same cops over and over again.
Yeah.
They know who you are. You know who they are. And you have to begin building relationships with these people. And I think that's another thing that's going to help change things in the long run. I was just talking with a cop the other day about Bitcoin. He stopped me. I was in the courthouse, and he stopped me. I was just walking by. He was in a room. He said, hey, Ian, wanted to ask me about Bitcoin. So we had a conversation about that. And I think that, you know, when you can connect with these people, you realize that, you know, they're not evil. They're just doing what they think is right, too. And they're unfortunately wrong about a lot of things that they're doing. And hopefully we can show them that over time.
There is a state of pre-knowledge, right? I mean, where you simply don't know. They've been propagandized just like everyone else. You know, when I was a kid, they used to have the cops come into school and tell you about how to get cats out of trees and how to be safe in a fire. They seemed like really great guys, really nice people. They believe in the absence of that thin blue line, you know, chaos, madness, Mad Max, Thunderdome, Tina Turner in a giant wig is going to take over the planet.
Well, they have that belief reinforced as well.
Of course,
when they're out on the streets, they're dealing with some scummy people sometimes.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, and so, for instance, in Canada, the police went on strike one time, and the cities erupted in flames and violence, and there were cab companies who'd had disputes who were in court. They all started beating each other up with pipes. I mean, it was insane. So there is some empirical evidence, at least at the moment, the cops to say, well, if we're not here, hell's going to break loose. Mm. So somebody, I mean, look what happened to the L.A. riots and so on. This sometimes does happen, so I can understand.
That was the result of the police.
I get that. I get that. But but there is some justification for what they believe. And the point is not to, you know, wag the finger and say that they're evil, but to understand where they're coming from, give them the moral philosophy to come to their own conclusions.
I totally agree, and I think that's one of the important things. And, of course, you know about the Free State Project. You've been to many, many Porcupine Freedom Festivals. Are you going this year?
I am not sure. I now have a guy who's a gatekeeper who tells me what I am and am not allowed to go to. So I miss the state, I think, fundamentally. So I hired a little state for myself to give me travel documents and let me know what I can and can't do.
A second wife, so to speak?
Yeah, something like that. Something like, but without all the Muslim overtones. So, you know, it's really the best of both worlds.
So what's new with Freedom Main Radio? I mean, you're still cranking out the podcasts.
Yeah, I've been doing, so when Peter Schiff goes on vacation or, you know, gets otherwise incarcerated, then, I fill in for his show. And, you know, kudos to you guys. I find it's really challenging going from podcasting
to live
to radio to, like, all that, you know, on and off, start and stop. It's a really, what you guys do is fantastic. It's a real challenge.
It's just different.
Yeah, I find it challenging. You know, I'm used to not being interrupted by anyone or anything, so other than, you know, eventual asphyxiation, no air left in the room. And I've been doing some shows with Joe Rogan. I just did 2 hours with Alex Jones yesterday. I'm doing the third Joe Rogan show on the week of the 17th. So, yeah, so it's been really nice. It's been lots of bumps to the listenership and so on.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's been great.
Now, you really brought this podcast from something small. When I started listening to Free Domain Radio, you were, clearly a maniac who was simply talking into a microphone
in
as
a
you
car.
Drove to work.
Absolutely.
You drive to work and you do a podcast.
Yeah, so it was like, let me tell you about philosophy. And then everyone was like, did he make it? Okay, I'm back. You know, it was close, but I'm here.
Right. And I mean, this is, it's a fantastic story that you're able to take what, you know, your ramblings by yourself in your car and turn them into, you know,
career
supporting
now.
Your business.
You quit your programming job, right? Or whatever it was.
I was a director at a software company, and I quit that whole thing to do it.
And how many years ago was that you did that? You quit?
6 years ago.
That long. Wow.
Yeah, 6 years I've been doing it full time. Yeah, it was shortly before my daughter was born.
And that's another thing is sometimes I'll watch the videos and you'll have to step away to take care of your daughter and that kind of thing. That's certainly happened in the past.
She's doing shows with me now. She's been dying to do my call-in shows and she's doing the intros and she's giving people feedback. She's just loving to do the shows.
Stephon Molyneux, always great having you on Free Talk Live. And of course you can go to freedomainradio.com to experience more of Stephon. And we're going to continue here and give you a little bit more. And a whole hour remains here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We've got more great guests on the way, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.